Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined by one of our previous guests, Conor van der Holm, founder and CEO at Topline, an expert revenue management consultancy. In this discussion, we look at one simple area where a property DOS and a revenue manager can butt heads where it really isn't necessary. Conor outlines a few factors that can create some tension and also a simple approach to resolving this potential tension and getting both parties on the same page. Really hope you enjoy the discussion. Let's get started.
Hey, Conor, good to see you again. How are you? Well?
Doing well. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. No worries at all. It's always a pleasure to have you here. So today we're going to talk about a topic that's often discussed around, you know, we talk about revenue and sales and marketing working in silos, but we're going to be a little bit more specific here because you wanted to talk about how sometimes RMs and DOS can seem to butt heads, but they don't actually need to be butting heads. And there are a number of factors around that that we can look at exploring. Now, we've spoken quite a bit. Your background is in revenue management. We've heard a bit about your experience and a lot from you in terms of from a revenue management perspective. But to put this conversation in context, maybe you could start off by just telling us what you've seen working with supporting properties that have a DOS. Let's focus in on the DOS role a little bit first. And also, when we talk about hotel sales, you know, what do you think the where is the focus for the DOS? What are they actually? What is the business they are selling to bring into into the property?
Yeah, I would say we've worked with a lot of DOSs over the years, whether on property or working remote with them. And so I've seen quite a few different types of personalities and different ways that they interact with the hotel. A lot of them take on a pseudo GM role, like they really take full responsibility for the hotel and, and they're working the desk and they're flipping rooms and all that stuff. And I just love a good partnership with the DOS. But sometimes you do, to your point, you butt heads a little bit as revenue managers. You know, there's a couple of reasons for that. One of those that's not really talked about too much is depending on which company this DOS may be working for. There could be incentives based around just booking group business. And where that can come into play as far as butting heads with a revenue manager is if a DOS is incentivized just to get group business on the books, regardless of what it does to the top line revenue number, that can be an issue because the revenue manager's job is to say, okay, that's awesome business, but we don't actually want it at that rate because we're going to displace some higher rated business and it's going to actually hurt the hotel. And you can just see, like, if I have a sales budget or a sales goal, and I'm trying to fulfill my role, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be getting as much business as possible. And that just may not be in the best interest of the hotel.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And so the focus here, as you see, is that it's the group business is the core business, the DOS. And I think you spoke a moment ago about sort of building on top of. So from your perspective, and I'm sure other people might have slightly different views, but from your perspective, you see the group business as almost the foundation of the hotel. And maybe we'll touch on that a little bit. But did I understand it correctly that we're talking about what you would see as the foundation piece,
Yeah, it's all interconnected, but exactly to your point, I do see negotiated business. And whether that's group, it's a one-time group that's coming in, or it's negotiated business like corporate negotiated large accounts if you're with a branded hotel, or your local negotiated business, that's really the foundation. And typically, that's not going to be your huge ADR drivers either, right? The transient piece is where we're able to see a lot of incremental increase in ADR. So every hotel is a little bit different. This could be, this whole script could be flipped on its head and what we're talking about here. But for the most part, I would definitely say that that business is fundamental. And where it gets really interesting, it's kind of like a rubber band, is you need to understand where your transient rates are likely going to be, where they're at currently, if you're going to be pricing that negotiated business. Because the last thing you want to do is price that business too high. And then you can't sell the remainder of your rooms because you have to price these higher than the market's willing to pay for them. And so you really got to even that out. So that DOS and revenue manager relationship has to be tight. It's got to be strong.
And that comes back to your point about how something as simple as incentivizing and how different individuals, different departments are incentivized. Sales, mm-hmm. they have a target, go out and sell it. They're not thinking about what your revenue management strategy would be. They've got a client there, they're in front of them, they're ready to book, they're going to sell it.
Precisely.
So what other factors apart from incentivizing? I mean, surely that's not the mm-hmm. only area that causes these conflicts. What else have you seen where they're
Especially within the branded space that I've noticed, revenue managers are often remote for limited service or extended stay hotels that are smaller in scope. And DOS is generally are going to be on property. There is some outsourcing revenue manager or outsourcing director of sales positions, which are very important for the right hotel. We do the same thing. We dabble in that. We definitely have a service offering that's centered around that as well. But what can also cause some friction is when a DOS has been on property for years, and a revenue manager comes into the scene and they live 14 states away. And the DOS is saying, hey, I know how this hotel runs. You're trying to set a revenue strategy and you don't understand our property. And so that's always been a source of conflict. From our company standpoint, the way that we kind of try to alleviate that is we actually visit the properties. We spend time sitting down, having food with the DOS, and then having them having tours of their hotel and their comp set. So that helps us get a better understanding of what they're really dealing with and what kind of property we're really working with.
Yeah, I remember when we did a previous video with you and we had LaToya on, and I think mm-hmm. that was a key factor. You were actually there on property meeting the team, so you can get to see that interaction or what's needed, how the DOS how the DOS operates. And we've spoken from a DOS perspective. It may be how they're incentivized by the the company they're working for. It could be the structure of the remote setup with the DOS on property and the RM being remote and maybe not having that interaction. Is there anything that the revenue side does that maybe creates a bit of tension? But otherwise, it feels like it's always we're talking about the DOS are in the wrong here. So is there something on the RM side?
Yeah, certainly not something that I want to portray. So I'm glad to give you the opportunity to talk about it, because yes, there's plenty that the revenue managers do that kind of instigates this, right? Oftentimes, actually a lot more lately, now that a lot of more leisure business has been picking up in the U.S. in some regards. The conversation that's come up quite a few times is should a revenue manager come to a group displacement conversation by giving a targeted rate, mm-hmm. or should they come up with just a minimum acceptable rate, or should they leave the rate up to the DOS completely, right? What a revenue manager can do that does cause friction is if they come to the discussion trying to price that group with for the DOS.
Okay.
Yeah. We say, no, what I'd really like is a 129 out of this group. That can cause some friction because the DOS has been having conversations. They understand the budget. They understand like what's going to be needed to close this business or not. And so if we just say, hey, I'm just looking at the numbers and I'm just going to throw it out there, I want this rate, or we're going to walk on the business, that causes problems. And I would be in the same situation where I DOS.
No, that makes sense. And you said there about sort of different ways that the RM could come to the table with a pricing. Do you have a preferred way of doing it? I'm assuming it's situational, but what's your sort of take on it?
It is situational, but there's some basics that you can go through. And what we teach our revenue managers here and also our DOSs. So let me kind of walk you through just maybe a simple displacement conversation that might happen. Okay, yeah. So DOS comes... reaches out to the revenue manager, copies the general manager on it so everybody's in the loop. They say, hey, I've got this group. It's a sports group. There's 20 rooms for 3 nights, right? So-and-so dates. Could you help me figure out the price on this? So maybe it's over a special event weekend. We get on the phone together, okay? So we talk DOS, revenue manager, GM, if they're available. And we say, okay, so what we expect from the DOS to bring to the table is understanding of the client. We expect them to understand the available inventories, and they need to have looked and seen, do we already have business on the books? What do we have left to sell? Maybe those are doubles. They need to come with a proposed rate in mind.
Okay.
Because they are the ones that have this relationship with the client.
Back to your point, they're already having those conversations, aren't they?
Exactly. Yep. It's their job, and they need to propose that rate. So they, because it can be hard for a revenue manager to jump into something with no context, mm-hmm. and that can cause friction as well. So I want the BOS to propose a rate. The revenue manager then needs to look at if there's any hot dates going on, if there's any reasons to protect those specific dates, what you currently have on the books, and what the minimum acceptable rate is. So I always recommend having our revenue managers come up with the minimum acceptable rate, or the MAR, and give that to a DOS. And in a lot of cases, that MAR is going to be well below what we're going to charge this rate. But it's the minimum that I need to make sure we break even on this. And then let the DOS do their thing.
Gotcha.
Let them go to work and get the best rate possible for the hotel.
That makes sense. And I can now see how that lends itself into the group business being the foundation, because if an RM is saying, well, here's a MAR that we can live with and that will work, and you can then go out and work with that rate. So if they can charge a bit more, great, but that almost becomes like a bit of a hard deck. But then at least the RM knows that's going to sit comfortably within the hotel's broader revenue management strategy. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep. And the revenue manager needs to understand that, again, this group business is likely not your ADR driver, and have these groups firmly in mind and have them written down, and make sure that whatever you use, that you're constantly looking at these groups and knowing where the rate's at, because you get a price for transient strategy that's going to be acceptable there. And in a lot of cases, this ADR for these groups is going to be a lot lower. And we need to still close the gap on that ADR, what we expect to need for the hotel.
No, that makes sense. Now, one person that you've just mentioned a moment ago, but we haven't focused on, and it's not really the purpose of this conversation. This is really about the DOS and the RM. But a lot of what goes on is led by the GM. So again, you must have experienced some different scenarios. So maybe if two aspects to this question, I guess, is what have you kind of seen? And then in an ideal world, how would you see those three parties working together?
Yeah, there are so many different types of general managers. There's as many of those as there are just human beings, right? Their experience level, their level of engagement completely varies. But again, if we're just talking about the core fundamentals here, ultimately, it's my belief that the general manager is responsible for the revenue strategy at the hotel. Okay. Mm-hmm. We advise, revenue managers advise DOSs, you know, book business, but the GM can veto and trump those decisions as needed, because they have maybe the most in-depth and they're on the hook.
Yeah,
ultimately for the performance of the hotel. And if their skin's mostly in the game, then they need to be the one that has the veto power. I expect that all decisions, whether a DOS and RM are having a conversation, offline or just those two alone, that the general manager is fully apprised to everything happening at these hotels.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And again, it's often discussed, isn't it? Because I think it depends who you ask. As to who should be responsible for what. And yes, okay, you probably your role responsibility and accountability for your pricing and your revenue management strategy sits with your RM. But ultimately, as you say, the GM is running the property. GM has the final veto. So they need to be engaged in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So what I would say too is, and I know this is a question, I think you guys recently had a poll on this. If I'm
wait,
remembering.
It was Duetto picked up on a poll from Duetto. Yeah.
Perfect. So I think a lot of revenue managers took that poll, just knowing where I, you know, my aspect of it. But from a revenue manager and from a company standpoint, if we are showing our expertise in the field, we're showing that we're fully engaged and the success of the hotel is important, is paramount to us. And we're giving recommendations that are in line with the goals of the hotel property team, then that issue of who's in charge goes away.
Yeah.
Because the general manager will accept, because of the trusted advisorship of the revenue manager, will trust that they're making the correct decisions. And that takes a huge weight off of the general manager. Because they don't need to be a master of revenue management. They really don't. They hire that to someone else, who's specifically focused on it, they need to be able to trust that. So I'd say the trust is the most important part.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. You touched, again, just picking up on something that you mentioned, and we've obviously spoken about this offline previously as you know, as one of our partners. We try to understand what you're doing, how you're growing, how you're developing. And I guess I was interested in this topic because it's something that you would have seen firsthand from your experience. But also I know that you guys have, you know, within the last months, I guess it is, if that's correct, kind of
about six. Yeah.
Yeah. Moved into having a sales solution that you offer, yeah, that you offer now. Is there a chicken and egg scenario? I know, was it something that was always in the plans, and then this has just, yeah, highlighted how these conflicts can occur? Can you tell us a little bit more about what you've, yeah, seen as you've moved into that space, and maybe, yeah, what you were trying to do differently?
So we, when we first kickstarted our company 2 years ago, it was part of our entire platform was that we were going to have remote sales support because we know how important that is to these hotels and the demographic of properties that we're looking to service. It's oftentimes an ownership group that wants to have as much control as possible, and they don't want to hire it out to a management group because, yeah, they want to be involved in it. Sometimes the owners are GMs, mm-hmm, right? But they still need somebody who has the time and experience to be able to do the sales side of it. As we were growing our business, it kind of got pushed over to the wayside as we focused on what we were the best at, sure, initially was, yeah, revenue management. And now come full circle, we've been asked by several of our ownership groups, our clients, to offer a remote sales support solution, mm-hmm, that will help them and become, if you will, a mini management company.
Yep.
Someone who they can outsource these two critical and often outsourced supports to without giving up complete control of their hotel. Okay.
And that's where that understanding of where the two things sit, mm-hmm, together is obviously advantageous. That you know it, but can then support it as well.
Exactly. So, you know, we launched the pilot in early spring of this last year, and it's been wildly successful. So we've gotten a lot of requests for it, and we've just scaled it, and we've been continuing to scale that along with our revenue support. We found it extremely complementary to our revenue management service because we're already in close proximity to our sales support agents. Mm-hmm. And we already have personal relationships with them. We've known them for years and we know how good they are. We selected them because we've worked with them in the past and have known, you know, their work ethic and what they're going to bring to the table. So we were fortunate enough to bring some of these folks on, and it's a very seamless service, which I think limited service hotels love. That's, yeah, the feedback we've gotten.
Excellent. Very good. As we said, you know, this is a short discussion, really key, yeah, focus area, not lots of waffling and discussion around it, but have we touched on all the points that you wanted to touch on to convey why sometimes the DOS and RM may butt heads, but actually how the working together can be so much more advantageous for both?
Yeah, I think we've covered kind of the reasons why. Yeah. I would just encourage everybody to take a hard look at it if you're having issues, because we have had quite a few property teams that have been burned by revenue managers or vice versa in the past. Mm-hmm. I would say if you're getting a new revenue manager, give them a fresh start on it.
Yeah.
They're really eager to work well with you. And revenue managers, on the flip side of that coin, I would say your most important job is to have a good relationship with your property teams. It just really is.
Yeah, that makes good sense.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Connor for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's INSIGHTS, insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.